It's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer, and Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Well, protesters have gathered in Minneapolis after an ICE agent fatally shot a woman driving away from officers, and there are plans for protests in the Bay Area as well being organized on social media. While the Trump administration has deployed agents across the country, the number of arrests here in the Bay Area is the lowest of any of the areas they're covering. Phil, why do you think that is?
Well, it's a pretty interesting phenomenon, and it's the Bay Area, but it's also what they call the San Francisco Area of Responsibility. And it includes the Bay Area and also the Central Valley, which has, you know, about a quarter of the arrests compared to the national average. That's according to some number crunchers that recently appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle. And it's interesting to bring up in light of what's going on in Minnesota and around the country. You would think that Northern California, especially San Francisco, would be the hot button area. And in, for a while there, remember, President Trump was threatening to bring ICE and Border Patrol in force into San Francisco. But he was talked out of it, in part by his billionaire buddies in the tech industry, and also by San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie. But whatever the case, San Francisco's got about 217 arrests per 100,000 non-citizen area. Los Angeles has twice that number at 400 plus, but that's still half of the national average of what's going on elsewhere. So it's, although we have a lot of tension here and a lot of politics here, we're not having the arrests as we're seeing in Portland, Chicago, Louisiana, and Miami and Texas and elsewhere.
Does this boil down to that phone call with Trump and Lurie?
I think no. I think it has to do more with where they are, you know, just deciding to go and go in with large numbers. In parts of like Miami and Florida and Louisiana and Texas, the numbers are high. And a lot of that is due to the fact that local law enforcement is cooperating with ICE. And so the, down there, they're rolling. When you come to the other cities, there's more of a tension there. California is a sanctuary state. Some people claim that that and the lack of cooperation by our law enforcement with ICE is one of the reasons why we're seeing less. But it's interesting to note that it started, remember, Los Angeles was one of the first targeted areas back in last June. And that resulted in, you know, the usual antics in the street. You want to call it a riot, you can. It was a couple of blocks. They set cars on fire. And that's where the President Trump sent in both the National Guard and the U.S. Marines in order to, as he say, restore order. Well, things got really quiet very quickly. And as a result, not much happened down there. And he didn't push it. For whatever reason, he didn't push it, and as he has elsewhere. And so Los Angeles, although there's a lot of concern and a lot of, like I said, politics going on and fear among the immigrant community, they're not seeing the numbers, and neither are we.
It's interesting. Minneapolis, also a sanctuary city. So I don't know.
It is.
Yep. Yeah.
So he's gone into Portland's a sanctuary city. They went in heavy there. Chicago, New York. It's as catch as catch can, sort of what grabs the president's attention. The reason he's in Minneapolis right now is because of the welfare fraud scandal that has engulfed the state, and that involved the Somali community of immigrants. And so Trump's answer, send in ICE. Other places, it's sent in the National Guard for crime. But for whatever reason, he, for all of his finger-pointing at California, we haven't seen the action here, and as a result, things are a lot calmer. I will say also that Mayor Daniel Lurie also put out the word, you can protest, but you can't be you can't destroy property or attack. And he said anybody that does that's going to face the consequences. So maybe everybody's just staying a lot calmer here.
Thanks, as always. That's Phil Mateer, and Phil will be back live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning.